My name is Daryl Merkison, and I'm going to be just giving you a little direction about how the program is going to proceed today. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody for coming out to participate in this Frederick Douglass 200th birthday celebration. Before we begin, Arthur Akers, who's up, he's here now. He's going to read a little bit from one of the speeches that Frederick Douglass gave when he first arrived here in Lynn in 1841. But Frederick Douglass, again, was a resident of Lynn, Massachusetts. This is especially for you young people, I want you to know that. He was one of the most important and renowned figures of the 19th century. He was born around 1818, all right, in Tuckahoe, Maryland. He was born a slave, and he escaped to the North. And Frederick Douglass started a newspaper called the North Star. It was an anti-slavery or abolitionist newspaper. But Frederick Douglass, one of the most important people in this nation's history, lived right here in the city of Lynn, just like you and I. And that's why we thought it was important to celebrate Frederick Douglass and let the young people and more mature people here know that as well, that we have a kinship and a relation to some one of the most important people in the history of this country, and that is Frederick Douglass. So, Mr. Akers, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Arthur Akers is going to read one of the first speeches that Frederick Douglass gave here when he came and lived in the city of Lynn. Mr. Arthur Akers.
Thank you. I am delighted to be here today. Lynn has certainly changed since Frederick Douglass walked the streets over 175 years ago. He came to Lynn to fight slavery and prejudice in this country. He did it by speaking to many, many people just like you. He wanted them not only to hear him, he wanted them to act. To work to make this country free and freer for all. He and the abolitionists accomplished a lot. Yet, as we look around today, we see there's still more to be accomplished. One of his first speeches, which he delivered right here in Lynn, Massachusetts, was titled, "I Have Come to Tell You Something of Slavery." It was not a happy speech, but it was important that people hear it. Here is some of what he told them. "I feel embarrassed when I attempt to address an audience of white people. I am not used to speaking to them. It makes me tremble when I do so, because I've always looked up to them in fear. My friends, I have come to tell you something about slavery, what I know of it, as I have felt it. When I came north, I was astonished to find the abolitionists knew so much about it, that they were acquainted with its deadly effects, as well as they had lived as if they had lived in its midst. But they can give you its history. Though they can depict its horrors, they cannot speak as I can from experience. Our masters do not hesitate to prove the Bible that prove our masters do not hesitate to prove from the Bible that slavery is right. And the ministers of gospel tell us that we were born to be slaves. Look at our hard hands as adapted them to do the labor, as Providence has adopted them to do the labor. And then tell us, holding up their delicate white hands, that theirs are not fit to work. A large portion of the slaves know that they have a right to their liberty. It is often talked about and read of, But some of us know how to read. Although all of our knowledge is gained in secret. I well remember getting a speech by John Quincy Adams made in Congress about slavery and freedom, and reading it to my fellow slaves. Oh, what a joy and gladness it produced to know how so great, so good a man was pleading for us, and further to know that there was a large and growing class of people in the North called abolitionists who were moving for our freedom. Emancipation, my friends, is that cure for slavery in its evil ways? It alone will give the South peace and quietness. It will blot out the insults we have borne, will heal the wounds we have endured. Ah, how the slave yearn for it, that he may enjoy his family and no more be tortured with the worst feature of slavery, the separation of his friends and families. My friends, we are not taught from books. There is a law against teaching us. Again, my friends, we are not taught from books. There is a law against teaching us. Although I have heard some folks say we could not learn if we had a chance. The Northern people say that, but the South do not believe it, or they would not have laws with heavy penalties to prevent it. Prejudice against color is stronger in the North than South. It hangs around my neck like a heavy weight. Although I have met it at every step for 3 years, I have been out of the Southern slavery, I have been able, in spite of its influence, to take good care of myself. Thank you.
All right, we'd like to thank Arthur for that reading. At this time, the Honorable Mayor of the City of Lynn, Thomas McGee, would like to bring you greetings. Mayor McGee.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here, and I want to thank Arthur Akers for bringing Mr. Douglas's world powerful words in a powerful way to all of you. Great job, Arthur. It was great. And I also want to welcome back to Lynn Mr. Douglas, a distinguished guest and former Lynner. Let's welcome Frederick Douglas. We're honored to have him here today to celebrate his 200th birthday. You look tremendous today. Mr. Douglas, and I think it's important for all of us, but particularly the young people are here today to understand the history and what it's all about. Mr. Douglas is a very important part of Lynn's history. It's a history we are all proud of. When Lynn was counted as one of the strongest anti-slavery cities in the country, where escaped slaves like Frederick Douglass could find refuge, and where many of the good people of Lynn worked to end slavery in the United States. Lynn has always been and continues to be a place where, regardless of your background, people can come to this city and find a place that they can call home. We are a city that welcomes people from all walks of life, that stand up and fights for every person's basic rights to live freely, raise their family, and be part of a community. Our diversity and our inclusivity define who we are and why Lynn has been and will always be a city that we all believe in. We will be celebrating Frederick Douglass's birthday all year long in the city of Lynn this year. Here at City Hall, at the Lynn Museum, at North Shore Community College, on the Commons, at High Rock Tower, where his words again are read on July 3rd every year, and it's a great tradition that people have established. I know Wendy Joseph is here and others that have really established that. So I urge all of you to attend, if you can, on July 3rd, and in the churches and in many other different ways around the community. We are proud that Lynn was a place where Mr. Douglas found not only refuge, but from here was able to continue his work championing the rights of all those who were oppressed, whether they were escaped or newly freed slaves, women or immigrants seeking refuge. During this year, we hope that today's residents will learn Frederick Douglass's story in Lynn. We hope that his words and story will continue to inspire each of us to remember what made our families come to Lynn and how they found a home. And most importantly, inspire each of us to continue to fight for a better tomorrow for our city and for this country. Happy birthday, Frederick Douglass.
All right, thank you very much for those remarks, Mayor McGee. I think at this time, we're going to sing happy birthday. Okay, let me ask this question real quick. We do see some young people here. What school are you from? Okay, I heard Clopit Elementary. Where else? Avon. Callahan. Sisson. Connery.
Girls Incorporated.
Anyone we left out? The Boys and Girls Club? Okay, so we have a lot of organizations represented here today by our young people. We appreciate you coming out. We really do. All right? Because this, the main reason for having an event like this is to make sure that young people like yourselves realize the history of the country you live in and the people that made an impact and made a difference in the country and the city that you live in. So we want you to have the true history that can enrich you, make you better, and more educated so you can go out and share it with your friends and your classmates so you can be proud of where you come from and the people that make your city the great city you live in, all right? So at this time, I'm gonna need your help because, again, I'm so old, I don't remember the words of happy birthday. I need you guys to lead this happy birthday song, and we're gonna pay tribute and sing happy birthday to Mr. Frederick Douglass after 200 years of fighting and struggling to make Lynn a better place in the world, a better place for you and I and everyone else. So who wants to help me sing happy birthday? You guys ready? On three, let's start. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Frederick. Happy birthday to you.
All right, clap it up. Okay.
How old are you now? How old are you now? How old are you, Frederick? How old are you now?
All right, we're going to let him answer that. Frederick.
It's on you.
Thank you.
Mr. Frederick Douglass, ladies and gentlemen. Frederick Douglass.
I think I don't look a day over 178. I want to thank everyone for coming out to celebrate the 200th birthday, and particularly for my friends from all the various schools. I want you to think a little bit about what our country was like when I first came to Lynn. Was our country fair for everyone? Raise your hand. Go ahead. What do you think? It was awkward. Why? And unfair. Why was it unfair? Exactly. Why else was it unfair? That's right. Why else? Black and whites couldn't go to school together. In many places, boys and girls couldn't go to school together as well. Were the laws fair for everyone? No, the laws were not fair. I came to Lynn to hide from unfair laws. But I knew those unfair laws were wrong. Was it safe for escaped slaves to speak up against those unfair laws? What do you think? No. Why do you think that Mr. Frederick Douglass might feel afraid speaking to abolitionists, to people who felt like he did? Why do you think? They might fight with him. He might get sent back into slavery. Now, do you think it would be easier for me to just not speak up, to stay quiet and let things that were wrong go on? Why would it not be easier? Go ahead.
Actually, it would be easier.
You think so? Why do you think so? That was wonderful. I think a lesson we can all take from today is to do our best to speak up for what we know is right, even when it's scary, right? Sometimes it won't be easy. Sometimes we may not be able to do it. But as long as we try to be our best selves, we can always move forward, right? That's wonderful. I want you all to remember something else. As a slave, I was always told what I can't do. As a black man, I was always told what I can't do. Even here in Lynn, I was once told I can't sit where I want on a train.
And a bus.
And a bus. We had the buses, we had the trains, we had the schools. But no one has a right to tell you what you can't do. Some people might say, well, you're from Lynn, so you can't do whatever you want. They are wrong. Each and every one of you has the potential to do whatever you want and do great things. All right, I have to amend that. Your parents actually do have the right to tell you what you can't do, but other than them, and maybe your teachers, you have the right to create your own futures. Just as many of us fought for the right to do, so you can protect your right to do. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Mr. Douglass. That was very inspiring, right, young people? Very inspiring. At this time, I'd like to just take the opportunity to introduce some of the people from the Lynn Frederick Douglass 200. Miss Julia Green, come up, please. Wendy Josephs. I think you also, I saw Tom Dalton out there, one of our former journalists, Tom Dalton. Julia, would you come forward, please? From Lynn Frederick Douglass 200 committee. There may be some others out there I didn't see. I did see Tom out there. Come on up. Mr. Roy Rhodes. Brenda Womack. Muriel Clements. Frederick Douglass 200 committee. I said Tom like three times already. Tom Dalton. Did I miss anyone? Did I miss anyone that's on the committee?
Doctor.
Arthur Akers. In from the Lynn Museum, Mr. Drew Russo. So hopefully I didn't miss anyone. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Wendy?
All right.
Everyone, thank you so much for coming down, and just want to let your parents and your teachers know that we're going to be celebrating Frederick Douglass all year round. We've got a lot of different things. You know, like when Mr. Douglass said that he wasn't able to sit in the place that he wanted to on the train, in the fall, we're going to have a reenactment about that. There are going to be actors acting that out. The Community Minority Cultural Center that Daryl has is showing films, and that's in the program that you can see all about Black History Month. The next one, I believe, on the 16th or the 15th is going to be the Black Panthers discussion. Mm-hmm. Brother Rhodes and Brenda and Muriel have a wonderful gospel music celebration that's coming up. Julia Green will be doing a tour of the abolitionists at the Lynn Cemetery. There's many, many things. And you can find us on Facebook at Lynn Douglass 200. And I think it's time for some cake. Yeah. What do you think?
Free day for kids at the museum on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Many, many things. This Tuesday coming up. This Tuesday, during vacation week, free day for kids. There'll be storytellers. What else, Drew?
Storytellers, arts and crafts, and it's all in the museum. It's all free for you.
All right.
So Tuesday, February 20th.
During school vacation
week. During school vacation week. And we have lectures for the adults and things for everyone.
And read out loud at North Shore.